Also, as we've been sensing, he was a very earthy person, had a very hands-on sense for human nature, and was not afraid of telling people how it is. And at Barre, Massachusetts, when he was teaching there in 1979, during a questions and answers session, and probably the story has altered a bit during the telling, but it's a good story anyway. So was that during a questions and answers session, somebody asked Ajahn Chah about sexuality and whether one can practice as a householder, and is it necessarily an obstruction to be involved in a romantic sexual relationship with another person? And surely, and the way the question was phrased was intimating that, well, surely one can look at sexual activity as some kind of the sacred dance of positive and negative, and the song of the cosmos, and the interplay of the male and female energies of the universe, and the sacred marriage, and la-di-da-di-da. So casting it into this very noble and sort of mystical form. And I guess Joseph was translating at the time, probably. And it might have one of these two. And anyway, Ajahn Chah had the question translated to him, and he pondered for a moment. And then he took his finger and then he put it in his nose. Started picking his nose. In a very graphic and extended way. Until everybody in the room was had definitely got the point of what he was referring to. And finally, when everyone was sort of rolling on the floor, rather than the Kittisaro and the squirrel mode, you know, everyone was fully got the point, and everyone was understood what he was getting at. He said, he kind of pulled his finger out, and then said, "There's nothing more to it than that, except what your mind adds to it," which was pretty. Direct teaching. But it was also the kind of thing he was not afraid to put across, because that was his understanding, that was his gift, was to demystify and to say, put that possibility in front of people as a way of opening a door of understanding, seeing that experience in a different way.